Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Lamed Zayin 137. This is not our favorite Tehillim, but it is one that clearly helps us to recognize and respond to the pain of our Golus. There is a custom to add this song at the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, or to precede the Birkat HaMazon benching, on days that we recite the Tachanun. In the short time that we have now, we'll take a brief look at this song, but I want to let you know that this summer, as part of the Elite program, we will look deeper into this song and also contrast it with Tehillim Kuf Chaf Vav 126, Shir HaMalos B'Shuv Hashem Eshivas Tzion, the Song of Ascents when Hashem returns us to Tzion, and that also we say before benching, on days when Tachanun is not said. So these two songs together are going to give us the picture of our feelings and our avoda, our work, during the time of the 3 weeks. So I look forward to learning this with you even further this summer. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Al Naharos Bavel, by the rivers of Babylon, on the Euphrates. Before we go further, let's just ask this question. When and who wrote this song? The Mitzudas David says, based on the Gemara in Gittin 57b, that David wrote the song and he saw in Ruach HaKodesh with divine inspiration that there would be a destruction of the first temple and the second temple, the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, and he composed this song in his time for the Levim to sing at the time of the destruction. Now the Malbim and other commentaries explain the following, that this song was not written by David, rather it was written by those people going into Bavel, into Babylonia, and specifically it seems to be written by the Levites, by the Levim themselves. Let's continue. Sham yashavnu gam bachinu, there we sat, also we cried. Vizochrenu es Tzion, when we remembered Tzion, when we remembered Zion. These are people who just suffered years of depravity before actually being exiled. And when they finally had the chance to sit and reflect on their pain, their biggest pain was the loss of Tzion. Notice that it says, Gam bachinu, we also, or also we cried. Why also we cried? So the Midrash says the also is including others in our crying. It could be the Malachim, the angels were crying with us. It could be Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our forefathers were crying with us, as it says in the Midrash Rabbah in Eicha. Or it could be, as the Yalkut Shimoni Midrash says, Hashem himself was crying with us. And Pasuk Beis, Al Aravim Besocha, in the midst of our crying, on the willows within, Talinu Kinoroseinu, we hung our harps. What are the Aravim? What are these willows? It could be the willows literally in the water, but you don't hang harps on willows. So basically the Levim are saying, we put our harps aside. The language of Aravim is from the same language of Erev, meaning it's evening, it's almost nighttime. It's from the root word of a mixture. It was at a time of lack of clarity, confusion. We didn't know what was coming, what would be next. But we weren't confused about the fact that we weren't going to take our harps with us. We hung up our harps. And you know why? Ki sham she'elunu shovenu divrei shir, because there our captors asked us to sing. V'solaleinu simcha, and our mockers were asking us to be happy. Solaleinu could also be from the language of yilala, as the Radak says, crying. They wanted to take our crying and turn it into happiness. And they mocked us by saying, be happy. Shiru lanu mishir Tzion, sing for us the songs of Tzion. Sing the songs about Tzion. Or those songs that you used to sing in Tzion, you choirs of Levites, of Levim, that inspired so many people as they went to the Beis HaMikdash, sing those songs now. And our response was, Eich nashir eshir Hashem al admas nechar. How can we sing songs of Hashem when we're on a land of idolatry, when we're in a strange land? How can we sing holy songs in an unholy land? It was as if the Bavlim, the Babylonians, were saying, reconstruct your religious life here. It's okay, you can sing here. Or perhaps they're saying, you know those beautiful songs that you sung in the Beis HaMikdash there? Sing them here now to our gods. In other words, integrate your music into our music. And our response is, Eich Nashir, how can we sing? And the Medrash Rabbah even brings down that the Levim did not want to be forced to play music. And so therefore they put their fingers in their mouths and broke them. So they actually couldn't sing. Now they could sing, but they couldn't accompany their song, which would take away from the beauty of their song. And now let's go back to the beginning and learn these same psukim with the Malbim, who gives us a very different and a very important perspective here. He says the following, that which we cried about in Bavel was not because of our physical losses or because we lost our possessions or our riches or our businesses or our fields or our vineyards. Rather, Kigam al Naharos Bavel Sham Yashavnu. In Babylonia, in Bavel, we sat at the riverbank, meaning we had beautiful homes that were riverfront. And nonetheless, even though our homes were beautiful and the scenery was beautiful, Gam Bachinu, we also sat and cried Bizochreinu Es Tzion when we remembered the holiness of Tzion, the Beis HaMikdash, the spiritual happiness that we had in Eretz Yisrael that we no longer have. Al Aravim Bisocha, we translated before on the willows within her. But that same word that means willows comes from the same root as Arav, which means pleasant. So although it was very pleasant for our bodies and was physically pleasant in Bavel, nonetheless, we hung up our harps and we didn't want to be happy with all the good that we have there. And this is because we're so upset that here in this land of the enemy, it's so beautiful and so pleasant, and the city of Hashem is destroyed. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. And there, when they asked us to sing songs, what they were saying, it was the minhag, was the custom of the place, and it still is, that we sing nationalistic songs. So in Yerushalayim, in Tzion, we used to sing Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. Actually, let's look at Psukim. Somachti ba'omrim li, how happy I was to hear that it's Beis Hashem Neilech, it's time to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Or we would sing about Yerushalayim Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachtov, it's the city that brings everyone together, it unites everybody. Or we would sing Yifei Nof Misos Kala Aretz, it's the most beautiful city in the world. Or we'd sing Sisu Es Yerushalayim Gilu Ba, everyone should enjoy and rejoice in Yerushalayim. And they're saying, now that you're here in Bavel, sing the songs about Bavel. Sing God Bless Babylonia, or sing Babylonia, the land that I love, or I'm proud to be a Babylonian. Sing your nationalistic songs about Bavel. And our response was, we can't. Just because we sang nationalistic songs in Tzion, we can't sing nationalistic songs here on Admas Nechar, on a strange land. And we may be feeling such pain that this song helps us, the song empathizes with our pain, or it can be that we're in a really good physical situation and the song directs us to stop and realize that we cannot be in a state of joy when the Beis HaMikdash, when Yerushalayim, is destroyed. But either way, as we move on to Pasuk Hey, verse 5, we are now looking at it as, what's my responsibility? How do I respond to the pain of Golus? And I say, Pasuk Hey, and if you notice, it's now no longer in plural, it's written in singular. It's about me. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, if I forget you, Yerushalayim, tishkach yimini, my right hand should forget its strength. Just like I can't forget my right hand, I won't forget Yerushalayim. The word im at the beginning tells us that this is a shvua, this is an oath with a consequence. If I forget Yerushalayim, then I should lose my strength, represented by my right hand. And we continue in Pasuk Vav, verse 6. Tidbak lashoni lechiki, my tongue should stick to my palate. I shouldn't be able to speak. Im lo eskerechi, if I don't remember you, meaning Yerushalayim. I should be silent. Just like the Levim are saying we're not playing and we're not singing because we're in Golus right now. If I forget Yerushalayim and I don't remember Yerushalayim, I should lose my strength, my right hand, and I should lose my ability to speak, to sing. Im lo ala es Yerushalayim al rosh simchasi. If I don't elevate Yerushalayim above all my joys, I need to do something so that I remember Yerushalayim and I mourn the Chorban, the destruction. Im esh kochech begs the question, what am I doing to remember the Chorban and remember the importance of Yerushalayim in my life? And so generally we think of it as we sing this beautiful song at weddings, but it's a lot more than that. In the Gemara in Baba Basra Pei, page 80, Amud Beis, it discusses how when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, many accepted upon themselves not to eat meat or drink wine, because after all, this is what we brought on the Mizbeach, on the altar, which is no longer with us. So Rabbi Yehoshua said, maybe we should not eat bread, or we shouldn't eat fruit because we used to bring fruit for Bikurim, or we shouldn't drink water because we had the water libations. So Lamaisa, we gotta still keep living our life. So the Gemara continues and gives a few concepts, a few principles of what we should do to remember the Chorban. Number one, when a person builds a house, they should leave an amma by an amma, about 18 inches by 18 inches, unfinished. And when someone makes a meal, he should leave out one part of the meal. When a woman wears her jewelry, she should leave out one piece of jewelry that she shouldn't wear. And this is the one that we all know, that a chassan puts ashes on his head in the place of tefillin. Now today, even with the unbelievable construction going on in Yerushalayim, so much construction that I don't even think David HaMelech imagined so many houses and apartments being built. But there's a lot of gashmius, a lot of physical pleasures that are coming back into Yerushalayim. But in Ruchnius, spiritually, it is still lacking so much. The Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai said the following. He said, Jerusalem, a place where everyone remembers he's forgotten something, but doesn't remember what. There's a pain in Yerushalayim. There's a loss in Yerushalayim. And therefore, whenever we wish someone tanchumim, we say, Hamakom yenachem eschem, Hashem should comfort you, besoch sha'ar avilei Tzion v'Yerushalayim, amongst all who are mourning Tzion and Yerushalayim. And now with this feeling of understanding that something's wrong, feeling the Chorban, the destruction at all times, especially at times when we would most likely feel happy and so satisfied. And now with that, we move to part three. Part one is describing the pain. Part two is how I will respond to the pain. Part three now says, what do we expect from you, Hashem? And this part is our tefillah, our request to Hashem. Pasuk Zayin. Zechor Hashem livnei Edom es yom Yerushalayim. Hashem, you too remember. Remember the bnei Edom, the children of Edom, the Edomites, on the day of the destruction of Yerushalayim. And they said, Ha'omrim aru aru, who said, destroy, destroy, ad hayasod ba, until its very foundation. So what are we talking about? Edom. We were talking about Bavel. So it could be referring to the second temple now, when the Edomites, the Romans, destroyed Yerushalayim. But let's look at it based on the Ibn Ezra and the Metzudas David, who say that this isn't referring to the second Beis HaMikdash, and it's not referring to the Romans as the Edomites, but the real Edomites who lived in southern Jordan, and they were there when the Babylonians destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. They didn't actually destroy them, but they saw what the Babylonians were doing. They didn't say anything. They allowed Bavel to stock up on more and more and more weapons. They encouraged Bavel through their blogs and everything else to keep doing what Bavel was doing. And so we ask Hashem, destroy and remember them too when you're talking about destroying the enemy. And now let's go back to Bavel. The Babylonians, Pasuk Ches, Bas Bavel Hashtuda, the plundered daughter of Bavel. Why is Bavel called the plundered daughter? Because they were already on a downward trajectory soon after they brought the Jewish people into the land of Bavel. Ashrei sheyishalem lach eskemulech shegamat lanu. Praiseworthy is he who pays you back for what you did to us. And then as we get to the last Pasuk, we get to the most abrupt ending in all of Tehillim. It is so abrupt. Pasuk Tes, verse 9. Ashrei sheyochez v'nipeitz es ololayech el hasela. Praiseworthy is he who will hold and throw your babies against the rock. That's a tough pasuk to say. Why are we Jewish people speaking like that? It doesn't sound like us. So it could be a metaphor. What are the babies? It's referring to the future. It's a metaphor for praiseworthy is one who destroys the future of the Babylonians. But it also, by seeing this vivid picture of cruelty, it shows us their distraught position, their distraught feelings that they were going through. And it's very possible that this is what they were seeing the Babylonians do to them. And this song just ends abruptly. The Das HaMikra says the following. He says, how do you understand this pasuk that we're talking like this? And he explains it based on the kina, the lamentation of Shechura V'lo Miyayin, that someone is drunk and not from wine. What it is the pain and the visions of what they have done to us makes us so delirious that we start saying things that we don't normally say, and that we don't want to say, and therefore we stop abruptly. And maybe the message is that sometimes when you are so upset and you start speaking in ways that you shouldn't speak like, that are not like you, just stop. And with that, we end this song. Tomorrow, we will explain how or why this Tehillim of Lamentations is placed next to Tehillim of Thanks and praise. Something doesn't seem to make sense, but we will see how it really does. Thank you for studying today. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.